You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
What you need when what you really want inside can't. You are listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything that on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe. It simply means, so be it. So we pour this libation to God, for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say, Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity, everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future. We all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe, civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement: Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Dingmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted, and we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashay. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. we don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. I'm your host, Baba Oshi, Hotep family. Hope everything is well with you today. Hope you're going to have a good day today. Get all the things done that you need to do, should do, must do, can do, and will do. Hoping to, whether it's accommodating for you to do it, but of course, if it is not, and it has to get done, it must get done, you will get it done. Because that's the kind of brother and sister that you is. Right on. This is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific, or any other time around the world. But if you cannot listen to this program live, just go to our archives at Time for an Awakening. Click on that at the top of the page. The drop down, you'll see African Perspectives. Click on that, and there will be programs that are dated and titled. Also, too, you can go directly to whatever search engine you use, Internet Explorer, Firefox, Time for an Awakening, and put in babaoshi.net, babaoshi.net, babaoshi.net. Also, too, family, you don't have to go to or use TuneIn. Just go to timeforanawakening.com. When you go to the page, you'll see on the right side the link, so you can go right there and there'll be this program live. No commercial interruptions. The program live. All right, I'm going to go right into the Inyasasim. We're going to dispense with the announcements because we have today, brothers and sisters, Brother Nathaniel Jordan, the Minister of Wellness, is going to be our guest, and we're going to use basically all of the amount of time that we can, and hopefully you will call in with questions and comments and concerns. And this is the beginning of the so-called new year, and so what better person to talk to than the Minister of Wellness to get you together? And I'm telling you, go to theministerofwellness.com. Believe me, there's a lot of information there for you, a lot of things that you can, you know, click on and begin to change the dynamics of your health going forward. So the Inyasasim of Daily Revolutionary Thought, January 9th. January 9th. It is expensive to be poor, but the cost is not always monetary. The Ruba Kenyatta. Capitalism is more than simply an economic order. As with every social institution, the mind of the people creating them determines the rationale or the relational form they take. And this form naturally comes into existence in their image. Their mind's interpretation of reality gives substance to this order. So as a form of economic order, capitalism reflects the despiritualized, material-centered, heartlessness, and soullessness of Urugu better than any other. How they naturally treat each other and all others is foundational to this order. Poverty is a critical, necessary aspect of it. Bear in mind that it is the only economic order where acceptable levels of poverty are defended academically and politically. And this resource starvation of a significant segment of the population is critical to the sustenance and survival of the system and the ego of everyone involved who does not subsist at a below poverty level. In fact, one of capitalism's primary duties is to create poverty and then to punish the impoverished, to make them deservingly feel poor. In Urugu's reality, it is not enough to simply be poor. Impoverished individuals must be made to justifiably feel impoverished and to come to see themselves as less of a person, as inferior to those secure in their material possessions. Material possessions must become their only earthly and afterlife aspiration. This perception held both above and below masks and validates the sheer ugliness of Urugu Sisili's need to sadistically dominate, oppress, exploit, control, and otherwise abuse others so that those who profit from this can be elevated and honored as deserving of their superiority. Affirm, I am aware of this selfish mind behind capitalism. Affirm, I am aware of this selfish mind behind capitalism. January 10th, the wicked flee when none pursue. Proverbs 28:1. There has never been a statute of limitations on murder anywhere or at any time in the history of civilization. And this is as it should be. And because genocide is murder to the nth degree, it is only logical and therefore be no statute of limitations on the continuous, conscious, engineered murder of this enormity. Therefore, the only resolution to Urugu's past and present murderous behavior is the enforcement of a criminal system, a justice system, by those against whom they have worked so diligently to commit genocide, us. Bearing this in mind, and knowing the historical depths of Urugu's deceit by resolution, we could not possibly mean any form of criminal justice system that might be achievable in their courts or some exonerating spiritual, otherworldly, karmatic reckoning which pretends that those innocents who currently live are not their murderous ancestors, or especially that Urugus are not one. They are one family. As with Azania's truth and reconciliation farce, South Africa, their reconciliation farce. This would do no more than quiet the mental anxiety felt by the escapists among us. It would only serve to appease the fragmented egos of those who daily preach forgiveness and forgetfulness because their very validation and existence depends on it. Our warriors do not operate on this assumption that our enemies have a conscience. They have no conscience. In order to fulfill the divine destruction of Ma'adian balance and correction, retribution must come in the form of criminal justice exercised by those against whom the murderous acts were and continue to be committed. Ashe. Affirm, I have no reason to flee because of wrongdoing. Affirm, I have no reason to flee because of wrongdoing. Brothers and sisters, the Inya Sasim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. All right. I am so honored to have the Minister of Wellness here with me. And good morning, Brother Nathaniel Jordan. How are you?
Good morning, brother, and good morning to you. I'm doing well, and good morning to everyone that's tuning in. I hope I'm coming in okay.
You sound great, brother. Fantastic. Thank you so much. But let's get started. You know, this is a new year, supposedly, and as always at this time of year, people want to do something about their health. They want to change the way they live. They want to change the way they eat. They want to change a number of things for their health. And to me, probably the best person to talk about that and to give instructions about that is you, you know, because what you have done for many people based upon going to your website, and brothers and sisters, please go to the website, the ministerofwellness.com, the ministerofwellness.com. And the transformations of many people. And as you say, I mean, in fact, when I went there, I was like, wow, you had over 115 videos of seemed like every disease that you could deal with. Man, let's talk about that.
Yes, you know, as you stated, everyone gets excited under they have us on the calendar where we start the new year. It should really start in the spring.
Right.
Historically, that's when our people, in Africa started new year around spring.
Yes.
So they put us in January. So nevertheless, it is the reigning new year goals for people are, I want to lose weight and I want to heal. Yet, black people, we remain Africans trapped in America, as I called us when I was over in Kenya preaching the last couple months. I preached in October, November, brother. I traveled to Kenya, Africa, and I traveled from coast to coast in Kenya. And I would tell them that I'm their African brother trapped in America.
I say.
And so we continue to, our disease is continuing to skyrocket. Our health is not getting better and is not even improving when we come to consciousness. For some reason, the consciousness when it comes to nutrition, and this is what stressed Dr. Africa, I say to him, may he rest in peace.
Yes.
To where, people kind of notice he became very grumpy because it stressed him out because he was trying to get our people to understand. And now I stand on his shoulders that, mm-hmm. there is no complete consciousness unless you fix the diet. Mm. If you don't fix what you eat and return to an African way of eating, which is based on the fact that we're a sun people and a soil people, it's just akin to putting a dress on a pig. Mm. So I've become, to make that point, Brother Oshie, whenever I preach to our people, I don't care whether I'm speaking to our Christian brothers and sisters, African consciousness, Hebrew, Buddhist. I don't care. I wear a suit and a tie to make the point that if you don't clean up on the inside, it's just putting a dress on a pig. I have beautiful African garments that I've purchased. But I've lost interest because as Dr. Africa was trying to stress, that is a foundational component that we have to address. And now even our brothers and sisters who are from their own land and own their land and can grow fruits and vegetables because Africa is absolutely beautiful and filled with fertile land. And even they are now lusting after the very fake junk foods and high meats that are killing us over here.
Wow. Yeah.
Hmm. So it's a sad.
It's a worldwide problem.
It's a worldwide problem, and what I have after years of doing this and struggling myself, I truly believe I'm not trying to sound hyperbolic when I say this, the American diet that we're addicted to, that's so hard for us to overcome. Even when we overcome white Jesus, white Christianity, all of these elements of white supremacy, but we can't stop the food. Mm. I believe it's satanic. Mm. I believe it's witchcraft and sorcery that they have put drugs in food that rewires the brain to where it takes, it strips away logic, willpower, discipline, and intelligence. To where you can have someone who is so strong and powerful in all other areas of life, but then in that area, which is the most critical, they're unable to operate with intelligence when it comes to what we eat. And even when you look at most of our greatest African activists, whether here or abroad, unless they, outside of assassination, most of them, they still die from some type of food-related disease. Mm-hmm.
Even the great Frederick Douglass, most people don't know, he died of a heart attack right there in Washington, D.C., and he was only 74. Or what? I don't even know if he was 70, but I think at the oldest, he was about 74 years old, which according to our people, that's not old. When I was, after I preached at a church in Katali, Kenya, and I'm going, and they were so impressed, I'm going back up out there, and we're going to do a massive crusade. It'll be 5,000.
Wow.
When I go back next February. And maybe we can talk about that. Why is it that out there?
Yes,
I'm
please.
In such high demand. Mm-hmm. But I don't get requested to speak here in America. But when after I got done preaching one day, brother, in Katali, Kenya, and a 93-year-old elder, I had to use a translator, and a 93-year-old elder, he came up and he said, and I didn't even know he was 93. I thought he was about 75.
Wow.
And he said, the young man is right. He said, he's right because my grandmother lived to be 200 years old. And he said, so we have changed, and the young man is right. We need to stop accepting, you know, this American food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Western food and Western ideas, they have control of media. They have control of the narrative. And and they've pumped this in into people's minds that there's nothing better, you know. And this is interesting, Brother Minister of Wellness. You know, and it just came to my mind how it was, you know, what did Marie Antoinette say? Supposedly said, let them eat cake. Well, supposedly the aristocrats, the aristocracy was eating terribly. And the people were eating as they should. But because they admired and it was envious of the aristocracy, they wanted to eat like them. They didn't understand that the raw vegetables and so forth that they could eat and so forth would extend their lives. But they wanted to eat like them. And so now the whole thing is reversed. You know, when you go to the store, junk stuff, you know, is inexpensive, you know. But yet, if you want to eat holistically and so forth, that is more expensive. And so those who are considered not well off supposedly can't afford those fruits and vegetables that are necessary to prolong their lives and change their lives.
Right, correct. You are right. And that's they've made it like that in America. However, they're trying to make it like that. However, that's the importance of agriculture, but we're not farmers anymore. See, in the motherland, they without excuse, and that's what I would tell them. You all have no excuses because they're farmers out there. Even the poorest among them, brother, grow their own. Mm-hmm. So that eradicates a lot of issues. So we do have a bigger mountain to climb. What I will say when it comes to cost is that is a myth that they have tried to perpetuate, that it costs a lot more to eat healthy versus, you know, eating junk food. And that's really not true.
Okay.
Because when you start eating from the soil, fruits and vegetables, and you go on a strict plant-based eating style. Now, if you start doing like I did when I first started developing consciousness about food, and I was trying to buy all these organic meats and butters and cheese, yes, you'll spend an arm and a leg. But when you stick to the fruits and vegetables, and especially when you find local farmers, and it might not be able to always be labeled USDA organic, you know, you can fill up, weeks of fruits and vegetables at a very good cost. And then real food, because it fills you up so effectively, the amount of times and how much you're eating will be drastically reduced. And so therefore you'll pay more money. So most people, when they actually do it, they find out that they're saving a lot of money. And then, of course, you can't put a value on your health. And we know that our people, Africans trapped here in America, we are the masters of wasting money and blowing money on things we don't need. And the healthcare system is bankrupt in this nation. That's what they won't talk about during the circus show of a presidential elections we're about to have. They're not going to talk about that. One of the major things that's bankrupt in America is the healthcare system. Mm-hmm. They're putting all of this cost on the insurance, but they're getting all of that money back through taxes. Is putting a heavy burden on our economy, and that's why it's about to burst. We're trying to take care of too many fat, sick people because the nation is controlled by big pharma and big food. Mm-hmm. And they're working together to sicken people. And so it's a vicious cycle. America truly is self-destructing.
Yeah.
It truly is self-destructing. And my job, what I'm trying to do in Africa, and this time when I go, I'll be visiting all of East Africa. My mission, me along with Brother Ayo Kamathi, the irritated genie, who I work closely with,
yes.
Dear friend of mine for many years now. And our job is to try to stop what is happening to them, what has already happened to us. Because you're right, brother. Our people here trapped in Babylon, it's bad. I mean, we're talking about, brother, we got children, hospitals filled with children dying from cancer because they've never even seen a piece of fresh fruit.
Hmm.
And that didn't be, you know, but when you go back to your parents and grandparents' era, even our people used to grow, at least to have some type of garden. We are completely detached from the soil and the sun. And they're trying to do that there. And like you said, they're using the witchcraft of the media, the TVs, and the movies to get them to lust after the American way, as if it's some heaven on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And my job is to warn them to stop that from happening.
I say.
To them, to the best of my ability.
Man, well, hey, whatever I can do to help in that effort, because that's what this program is about. This program is about independence, self-determination, liberation, and sovereignty for African people. The model of this program is Pan-Africanism or perish, unify or die. And one of the most important things that we have to have is good health. Is good health, you know. So, you know, I'm definitely behind you. Definitely, whatever I can do to promote it, I'll definitely be a part of that. You know, because there's no doubt about it that across this world, Europeans, the Western society dominates. And even though they have people who are even in higher up who have terrible lifestyles, who are overweight or obese and so forth, but yet they promote the health to them and the disease-ridden stuff to the masses, you know. And as a consequence for us, we're in that situation. And we don't listen to Dr. Layla Africa. We don't listen to Dr. Sabi. We don't listen to the Minister of Wellness, you know. And what you guys are doing, what Dr. Sabi and Dr. Africa were doing, didn't cost a lot of money. It didn't. All you had to do was change your mind and change your behavior and change your diet. You would, in fact, on your website, you talk about that the 100 things that can be changed. Can things be changed when you have been in that situation for a number of years? Not that you're now terminal and you're about to die, but the fact is that you are been living like this in pain, living like this with obesity, living like that with can what you're talking about and what you do, can that be reversed?
Absolutely. I'm doing, to kick off the so-called new year, our theme for this year, by the way, is our health will soar in 24.
I say.
Our health will soar in 24. Last year, it was disease-free in 23. And so to kick off our health will soar in 24, I am doing a 31-day
fruit fast every single day. I'm live streaming on my YouTube channel, which is The Minister of Wellness, The Minister of Wellness. In the mornings, I, you know, do Bible study. And, of course, I read the scriptures from the African Hebrew perspective, not the white man's Christianity we were taught. And so when you read, when you restore the African heritage of the whole of the scriptures, it is an incredible health book. Incredible health book when you read it from the proper African perspective that it was written for and by. So I do that in the morning, brother, and then in the evening I come back and I do free health coaching. And so last night, we're on day 10. I've been fruit fasting myself for 11 days. We're on day 10, okay, because it's January time. I'm doing this the rest of the month. I'm giving all that I can through this platform, because once I get back over to East Africa, again, there is different than here. Over there, they want me preaching. Like, they like, we need you here in person. There is no online. I'm doing groundwork.
Right on.
And we're supporting several orphanages in the motherland. Mm. So on this fruit fast, this morning, sister came on. Day one, she came on and she said, I want to do this fruit fast to reverse my type 2 diabetes. My A1C is 11. That's the amount of hemoglobin. That's a type of hemoglobin in your blood that determines the level of sugar in your blood. That's extremely high. And hers was at an 11.
What should it be? What should it be?
Right, it should be under 6, brother.
Okay.
Yeah, your A1C should be under, really, yeah, under 5.7 to be exact. Once you creep over pie, so really I would say 5 to be safe. You start getting over 5, your sugar is getting too high. Mm-hmm. And so this sister came on with an 11. That's full-blown diabetic. She found out about my ministry. It's day 10. She's down to 8 now.
Wow.
She's going from
Beautiful.
11 to 8. Beautiful. In just 10 days. Why? Because this is why this is important. Fruits reverse diabetes quicker than any other so-called health food, including vegetables, because the fructose, the sugar in the fruit, doesn't need insulin from the pancreas to take that sugar out of the blood and bring it to the cells. Fruit sugar goes directly from the blood into the cells itself. That's called cell infusion. So therefore, because it doesn't require any insulin, it allows the pancreas to work, and because it goes right to the cell, you stay on fruits for more than 2 days, your sugar levels will plummet. So and so we have a full-blown diabetic. She'll be reversed in about a week. Now, she went to her doctors, and her doctor yelled at her and told her, you better get on insulin and get on drugs or you're going to die.
Mm-hmm,
and you know what
mm-hmm.
I told her?
Yep.
I said, why are children of God going into the house of Satan for advice?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's her. Now, last night, day 9 of the fruit fast, I was sharing with people about to give people motivation that I'm human just like we are, like this. This thing, when it comes to food, it's a war. It is the last major hurdle to completely reaching a high level of consciousness. You just can't reach that level if you are poisoning your body.
I say.
And so last night, a 70-year-old husband and wife couple came on, and he was in tears. Because I was telling him, my last year, September 16th, when me and Brother Rock Newman, we did a massive event at Union Temple Baptist Church, the most Afrocentric church in the history of America, in Southeast Washington, D.C. And we had 600 to 700 of our people that showed up. And I was telling people how I didn't want to show up because of what I was going through personally. Well, a husband and wife couple, they came on, and the husband was in tears saying that, Minister, I heard you on Wilma Leon's show. I got excited. I had stage 4 kidney failure, gout, sleep apnea,
high blood pressure. I mean, he was just he named about 10 different diseases, said the doctors was telling him to prepare to die. He heard me on Dr. Wilmer Leon. He had hope, and that hope drove him to show up that day. And he showed up, and he said that he heard the voice of the Most High speaking to him through me. And now today, January 10th, he is on no medication.
All praise, Ashe. All praise. Man, that's what I'm saying. You know, when you come to, you're at that cliff. You know, you're right there. And supposedly, particularly by Western medicine standards, you know, then you're going to go ahead and fall off. Because you are so acclimated to eating improper and bad health and bad habits, you know, and the medications that you have for diabetics, the medications that you have for kidney problems and the dialysis you go through, all of that is not working for you, you know. And the dialysis, that's a damn racket right there, man. That yeah. is a racket. Shit. I mean, I heard people talking about at the clinics, telling the people who come there for dialysis, "How are you doing? We don't you like it here with us? You come here, and I don't know how many days a week that they go to dialysis, and you got your favorite programs to watch, and we got some food for you, and this, that, and the other." So no, don't get a kidney transplant. Don't do that. Just continue to come here for dialysis. I mean, it's a damn shame, man. This is an evil system.
It's an evil nation. It's the most yeah. wicked nation in the world,
yes.
bar none. Anybody that will argue against that, and when I was over there in the motherland, and I'm going to write a book specific to them and what they need to do. But I liked it that you quoted, you know, the book of Proverbs, which was written by the richest king that ever lived, the African king Solomon,
mm-hmm.
Who clearly described himself in the book of Songs of Solomon as a dark-skinned African Hebrew. But anyway, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 16 through 19, there it goes over six things that the Lord hates, seven things that are abomination. Every last one of those things are America.
Mm.
And I prove that whenever I preach out there in the motherland, I will show them step by step the shedding of innocent blood. I believe 44 million abortions were performed worldwide, and a large significant disproportion of them are right here in this country. I just read where Biden said his number one goal for his term will be to restore the complete rights of women to murder their unborn children. Now, why would that be the first agenda for a so-called president of a nation that claims that it's under God? And then the amount of people that they murder, even with the food, even with the pharmaceuticals. And then we know that our nation, in that book of Proverbs 16 through 19, it says that the Lord hates a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. Well, look what they're doing to our brothers and sisters in Uganda and in other nations where America and other European powers are actively trying to destroy them economically unless they full-blown accept the homosexual agenda.
Mm.
And they're trying to, and telling them, we're going to take our money from you, going to remove support, we're going to put sanctions against you unless you accept this, And then, of course, look what they did at the height of the COVID pandemic, where we had strong
right.
African presidents that were standing up saying, we have ways
mm-hmm.
that we can heal the body from coronavirus. We don't need these coronavirus vaccines.
Right.
And the president of Tanzania, he was murdered, and then they replaced him, unfortunately, with an African sister who does everything that they tell her to do. The same with the Kenyan president. He was about to allow same-sex marriage so he could continue to receive millions and millions of dollars in secret support from Western powers until the pastors in Kenya rose up and said, you will not allow such wickedness here. Now, you would never see no pastors in these church, in these soft, effeminized churches here in America dare to do anything like what they did over there. And so I look forward to going to Uganda. Brother Ayo, and he connected me with Pastor Martin Simple over there in Uganda, and I look forward to doing, you know, some very, you know, some great work also in Uganda, because we need them to stand strong and to stay strong. We don't want to see. We have to realize that most of us here, we our community as a whole is so far gone, and we just don't want that happening there, brother. It was so beautiful to see a sea of dark, black, beautiful African people, and I didn't see one pants hanging off of the butt of a young man. I didn't see it one time. Even when I went to Nairobi, you know, I did not see one butt because of a pants hanging me from behind. That was refreshing.
Yeah, because the influence is so great from this culture here, you know, with the music and all the other stuff. I've been to Ghana many times, and you'll see it there, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you will. You'll see it there. And but I agree with you, man. You know, the control of Africa should be in the hands of Africans and Africans of conscience, Africans of good moral standard, not Africans who are down for dollars or money or materialism. No, Africans who are down for the people, you know. And so that's why I'm applauding what you're doing and what you and Brother Ayo are doing, you know. And believe me, I would promote that most definitely.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I head out February 11th, and we have some very big things in order. You know, they have not been overtaken. Even Brother Ayo, who is usually considered too much for the media here in America, when he goes there, he has the doors open to him.
Beautiful.
Because they are trying to fight. They're trying to fight these agendas, but they just don't understand the power of food. They don't understand the power of the meat, because they're forsaking their traditional African food. And when I went over there, they were so surprised when I told them, I'm not coming here to eat American food. I'm in Africa. Why would I come 6,000 miles away and want to eat like an American? But it's just so sad to see people lusting after a destructive, satanic way.
Yeah.
And we coming over there to escape. How are we coming over there to escape? And you all have spiritually and mentally taken on the mindset. You want pizza and fried chicken and french fries. And I'm like, yo, cook me some of that traditional African food. I don't want that garbage.
That's right.
I didn't come to Africa to eat American food. I could have stayed in America. No, I want traditional. And they have so many delicious 100% vegetarian, vegan African food that our ancestors lived, as the elders told me in Katali, Kenya. My grandmother was 200 years old eating this way, because they even raised their meat consumption. They killing and raising all these sheep and goats, when traditionally they didn't start eating all that meat until the white man came over. And they feel that meat consumption is a sign of being rich and more wealthy. But when I would restrict them and say, no, I don't want any animal, including fish. Brother, I remember one time after a church that I preached that, and they laid out a whole feast for me. Mm-hmm. And it was all planned, and it was delicious. It was absolute. I love traditional African cuisine. And then don't let me get started on traditional Ethiopian food.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of vegetables and that spongy bread.
Yes, yeah. And we don't even know how to cook any of those dishes right here. Africans trapped in Babylon, we don't even know. We don't know nothing about. They say that I had a friend when I was growing up, and he never ate fruits. I mean, he literally grew up on foods in a box.
Mm-hmm. Processed.
He used to think we ate healthy just because my mother would cook fried chicken and rice and pork. That's not African food. But my mother would at least cook.
Yeah, but it's soul food. You know, soul food.
Go ahead. Yeah, it's right. Yeah, roast beef and black-eyed peas and neck bone. You know, and he thought that we were healthy just because she cooked.
Okay.
That's how bad his eating style was, because his mama didn't even cook for him because she was a single mom working 3 hours a day. So their meals came in a box or was put in a microwave.
Right. Processed. Yeah. Yeah, the dietary habits of this, particularly of us, but the population in general, and in Western society, is terrible. It's terrible. That's why the life expectancy has been constantly going down, you know. Yeah. And just like you said, you have people who are living to be centenarians, you know, but not in this country, you know.
Yeah, the true blue zones existed in Africa. They have a book called The Blue Zones, and they mention different pockets of the world where the people traditionally live long lives, but the true blue zones are right there in Africa. That's where people were living the longest. You know, again, you know, I would tell them this also, the Bible was written by African men, whether you believe it or not, at least give it its historical credence. It was written by Africans. And so when you read in the Bible, Methuselah, Adam and Eve live in the 700 years old. Those are African men. Mm-hmm. So the blue zone is right there in Africa. And America, their plan is to destroy the morals of our brothers and sisters over there, because once the morals are destroyed, that removes us from the protection of the Creator. Mm-hmm. And then that allows them to believe that they can come. So it's one of those things where I know I'm going to hell and I want to take you with me. Mm. That's the mindset of America. She knows that she's destroyed and she's plundered this land that she robbed from our native brothers and sisters. And so now that's their goal. But before they can take over, they have to desecrate and destroy the black man and the black woman in marriage with their children. And so that's what they're working on with the music, with the media, with the food. And they're unaware of all those things. Our people have a high level of spirituality, especially over there. They're very spiritual, very religious, but they're missing key elements. They're missing the mark badly, and it's destroying their youth. So when I'm out there, I will also, I'm connected with a brother, and he is he is connected all over East Africa with the youth. And so I'm going to also be traveling to high schools and universities. Also, you know, teaching them, you know. So if anybody, you know, tuning in, you know, wants to keep up and support the work that I'm doing, my website is theministerofwellness.com. If you go to theministerofwellness.com, a pop-up box will come. And if you enter your email, you'll start getting my newsletters. That's important because YouTube, I'm always under censorship on these satanic social media platforms. They always looking out for me because I'm just too woke as a black preacher. You know, they're just not used to black preachers speaking in the manner that I speak, and that's scary to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to have a man stand up behind a pulpit and preach like this, that's just unheard of, and it's terrifying to them. So they always throwing me off and kicking. So being on my newsletter is important, theministerofwellness.com. Join the fruit fasting that we're doing on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, The Minister of Wellness. I'll be there every day, 9 a.m. in the mornings Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and finish his month off with a strong. And then also for the next couple of days, it's a day-by-day, I've been running a blowout sale on all of my products online. I have 100 products on my online store. And to help us soar in 24, not only am I doing the fruit fast, but I got a half off buy one, get one free on everything. And so I have sea moss, vitamin D, vitamin C. I have herbs for almost any type of disorder you can name. I have packages. So I have some an excellent deal going on right now at theministerofwellness.com. The promo code is SOAR in 24, S-O-A-R, that type of SOAR in 24. That's the promo code. And we do have our phone lines are open now. So if anybody listening now or after, you can call or text 888-847-8026, 888-847-8026. And this is the time now before I do head back to the motherland. If you need a private consultation with me, you need to schedule that now, because once I go there with that 8-9 hour time difference, is very difficult for me, and how busy they have me there, brother. I mean, they put me to work in the motherland. So
right on. Well, they got to take advantage of the fact that you're there, man, to do the best that you can. That's for sure. And I'm happy you're doing that, man. That's a blessing. That's a blessing to our people, you know, because to me, this place is wasteland. It is home. Yeah. It is home. In Africa, where we must make sure that we revitalize, that we have the people looking in a different direction and away from the West and into ourselves and reclaiming and recapturing, restoring who we once were and who we must still become, you know, in a healthy fashion, a mental health, physical health, spiritual health, you know. That's what's happening. So I'm glad that you're doing this, you and Brother Ayo Kamathi are doing this, and others I'm quite sure should join in. It's important. It's vitally important because for the survival of African people, wherever we are on the continent throughout the diaspora, it requires for us to, you know, have Africa stable, have Africa vitalized and eating properly and physically and because we don't, you know, even though I'm a proponent of reparations, but the fact of the matter is we have really all that we need. The only thing that we don't have is our right minds. Now, with what you're doing in changing that dynamic, then we can come to the realization this is where we are is all that we need. We can provide good health, good mental health. We have resources. You want some resources, you pay fair market value for them. You know, I don't know if you ever seen this Caucasian, this cat named Howard Nichols, and he gives this TED Talks, I guess sound like a TED Talk, but he's speaking in front of these Caucasians, I guess, you know, talking about why we must keep Africa poor, why Africa must never be able to manufacture anything, to produce anything, because we want Africa's resources. We want them cheaply or for nothing. So we're going to do all that we can, you know, whatever it is that we have to do, even to the point of eliminating them, you know. So if you can go to YouTube and check out this cracker, you know, and it just, you know, let's let you know that's the mindset. That's that is who and what they are. And that's what they want to do, you know. And the only way that we can fight that is we come into our right minds, because there's not a, you know, yes. What is that saying? We battle against wickedness in high places.
Right. You know, yeah. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but right. Spiritual forces, demonic forces in high places.
Mm-hmm. And there's no doubt about it. You know, that's why to me, what you're doing is outstanding in that challenge. So Yeah, we're coming up on the top of the hour. We won't take a break. We'll go right into it. We got a number of callers. Anybody who wants to get in, our brother Irv. Brother Irv, oh, go ahead.
Baba Oshie, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Brother Minister, you are amazing. Let me say this to you. You said something that every now and then people say things that just hit home with me. And you said something a few minutes ago. You said removal of morals is to remove the protection of the Creator.
Yes.
That was the most powerful statement I've heard in a very long time, because when you said that, it reminded me of how they're flushing or pushing this LGBT over to the continent. And once you push that ideology in, there is no more family. There is no reproduction. There's no more. It's a party. It's music. It's dancing. But there's no substance. And my brother, I've been getting your newsletter for a long time. I heard you on other platforms. And the one thing that you said when I went to my doctor and get my physical every year, and the one thing they say, you're pre-diabetic, your BMI is, you're fat, in other words, you got to watch your cholesterol. But what they never say is get away from that food pyramid that they gave me in high school. You know, the one with the milk and the butter and all the other things that were killing me. They never say get on some fruit and vegetables. They tell you, you eat this and eat that, but just do it at a minimum. In other words, but brother, I think if you're getting food you're getting fish from a polluted water, isn't the fish going to be polluted? I don't understand how we can get something good from something that is overall bad. What do you think about that, my brother?
No, that's very true. And fish, and that's why they tell pregnant women, the morons tell, look how stupid these people are. They tell pregnant women, don't eat fish. It has too much mercury, right? It'll destroy the developing baby. So that's on one end. That's one hand that they tell you. But then the American Heart Association tells you that fish is heart healthy. That the same fish is healthy, so the fish with too much mercury for pregnant women, so once the baby is developed, then it's okay to go back. Then they say it's good for your heart. And then, of course, the most evil of all of the European medicine industry are the vaccines loaded with mercury. You can inject it, so you can't eat it in the fish, only when you're pregnant. But then the American Heart Association simultaneously says it's good for your heart. And then the vaccine injury says we can inject it right into your bloodstream. Again, that's how stupid they are. And yes, that's why I'm going to write a book, because I'm supposed to be speaking before. I'm gonna be traveling around to high schools, colleges, and they have to understand the spiritual war that's been waged. Yes, you destroyed the morals, and because as the original chosen people of God, it is critical to understand that we have to maintain our moral covenant to be under His protection, and they are actively working hard to strip us of that protection, and because once they do, the floodgates are opened up, and we'll be right back into slavery.
Hmm.
Thank you, Brother Minister. Thank you for taking my call. But Brother, I agree with everything that you're saying. I'm in the process now of looking at your post on YouTube, Our Health Will Soar in 24 Bible Study and Fruit Fasting 10 Days. And the one under it, Fruit Fasting 9-Day Evening Recap with Minister Wellness. And like I told Baba Oshie, the trump card that we have here is the internet. When you do go to the continent, you can still put these things up on the internet, and I can still be in contact with you in that way. Once the information, once we get the information, it's up to us to use it. And all the information is right there. I read your bio on how you lost a lot of weight and how your dad was sick. And I said, this brother's not talking from a book. He's talking from his heart. He's telling you something, not that he read, something he lived. So this is spiritual. This is much more than I went to school and got all these degrees, and I'm a super duper Dr. Fauci, and I know everything about everything. You never said that. You never said you know everything about everything. You said you know what you know. And I'm telling you, I am totally, it takes a lot to impress me because I read a lot, but you really come across as knowing what you're talking about, and there's proof. You got receipt. So, brother, keep doing what you're doing, and thank you for taking my call and listening to me. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, my brother.
Hotel. I'm going to play this particular piece, brother minister, and this is you, and this is also a part of, I know you're really pushing the red vegetable concept, and we'll go into that after this piece, why, you know, but I when I first heard this, I was captivated. So this is a piece that you promote too. Here's brother minister of wellness, brother Nathaniel Jordan.
One cup of greens per day will lower your risk of dying from heart attack or stroke by 30%. Hallelujah. A half a cup of beans every day will drop you down by another 30% because of the fiber and the medicines in the beans will sweep away the cholesterol and the saturated fat. Half a cup of berries per day with all of the antioxidants and flavonoids will drop your risk down. And then finally, a fourth of a cup of nuts and seeds every day will drop your risk down by 33%. Greens, beans, berries, nuts and seeds. You simply eat those foods every single day and take everything else away that's destroying you. And we could eradicate heart disease, high blood pressure, and stroke. Glory! Hallelujah.
Click the sign up button below to register your email and receive the Minister of Wellness Biblical Principles that Eradicate Obesity and All Disease ebook to start your healing journey. The ebook is jam-packed with information on how to quickly detox and lose weight and includes delicious, healthy recipes and desserts. Register today and get ready for your health revolution.
Ashe. And that's what we must be on, a journey for the health revolution. You know, if we're talking about being able to be a strong, conscious people, you know, as this century progresses, we got to change. We got to change our diet. We got to change our minds. We got to change our hearts. We got to change our direction. And brothers like you and brother Irritated Genie and many others want to put us on that particular path, you know. And to me, it's hard to do it here because you're bombarded 24/7, 365 with all kind of bull, you know, all kind of stuff. You got to be a strong person. You got to have a strong constitution that, no, I'm not going to listen to that. I'm not going to, you know, watch that. I'm not going to eat that, you know. And it is difficult, you know. But if we are to be a people who are going to survive this rest of this century and beyond, and then come into, you know, particularly as this century progresses, come into the existence that African people are going to control who we are and what we are and our land and our resources, then that's what must happen. You know, it is a serious process, and that's what I advocate. You know, I don't want to be a part of what these folks are talking about here. No, you know, this is destruction here. This, like I said, this is a wasteland. But for us, if we get on the right track and we make this move, like what you're doing in East Africa, we can do it in Southern Africa, in Central Africa, hell, even in North Africa, and change these dynamics, then we'll be the leaders in the world instead of the pawns.
Amen.
instead of the pawns that we have become. We'll be the leaders in the world. And we won't be arrogant. Just like Kwame Nkrumah said, you know, we have the wealth. And so we come together in a dynamic Pan-Africanism where we you know, not to flaunt it, but to say to the world, this is how it should be. They should. I read in the Inyasasim how poverty is a part of this system. And the those who have been designated to be impoverished is us. Those who are designated to have these serious health problems of diabetes and obesity and kidney disease and so forth is us. And so the moment that we can step outside of these imposed boundaries that these folks have placed upon us, to look at them for who and what they are, and not that we challenge them, to hell with them. They're self-destructing, but that we step outside of it and look at ourselves and look at each other to benefit and help each other out of this craziness. Yeah. So that's why I think what you're doing, my brother, is just monumental, you know. I really do. And in fact, when I first heard you, I heard you on Elliot's program on Time for Awakening. You know, Brother Elliot?
Yes.
Yeah. And I was like, man. In fact, I asked Brother Elliot for a contact at the time. I unfortunately didn't get it, but I'm glad that Brother Ayo has hooked us up. And I'll say to you, my brother, you have the, you know, you have this program as another vehicle for you to promote what you're doing, no doubt.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. So take some more calls. For those who are, there's a number of you on, hit star twice. If you hit star twice, you can join the conversation with Brother Nathaniel Jordan, the Minister of Wellness. Mama Nabantu, good afternoon. Hello? Mama Nabantu, are you there?
I'm here.
All right.
Okay. Good afternoon to your guests and audience here. I was just heard a little bit, came in a little late, about eating red fruits, vegetables, and I just prepared a beet juice. I'm on a juice diet, and red beet juice is coming right through. So I just said, well, I'm on the right track.
That's right.
The right food. But yeah, I did some beets and put some apples in it and enjoyed that little drink. So I just thought that, you know, anything, any food or vegetable is well melanated is the best thing for it.
Right.
Yes.
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, that's excellent, Mama. That's good. Red beets are the most powerful for the blood. Anything that God made red, it clears out that blood. And our people are suffering tremendously from poisoned blood. We've all been vaccinated throughout our lifetimes, and now we have cardiovascular disease, stroke, kidney failure comes from blood poisoning. So the root of dialysis is the poisoning of the blood that stops nourishment from getting to the kidneys in order for the kidneys to do the detox that it needs. So keeping that blood pure is very important, because the life of the body is in the blood, and beets are powerful. However, the raw beet is a root vegetable, and unless we have the horse of the teeth of a horse, you know, it's hard to bite down and crunch. And so therefore, that's why the juices come into effect, where you can juice it, add the apple to sweeten it. That's beautiful. And that's good. And so, yes, that will clean your blood out very good. Also juicing pomegranate seeds. Like we spoke about with expenses, our brother O'Shea, yes, the satanic nation, anything that our people upheld in Africa as healing fruits are more expensive. So the pomegranate, they have made that extremely expensive, because traditionally our people have used pomegranates, always been known for their powerful medicinal benefits, mentioned all throughout the scriptures. And so pomegranate seeds, juicing those, and then the other red fruits, you know, strawberries, watermelon, red apples, red grapes,
These are all very, very powerful fruits at cleansing and detoxing the body.
Well, I'm going to start mine today. I'm going to start mine today, Mama Nabantu. Yeah.
Go ahead. You know, I put all the stalks and all the leaves, everything in there. Mm-hmm. But it got me running. I had to run. I'm trying to get on your call. I had to take care of stuff before I get on this call. And then
right.
You talking about red vegetables. Okay, I'm right on.
Right on, Mama. Thank you for your call. All right.
Yeah.
All right. 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. We're on the call with the Minister of Wellness, Brother Nathaniel Jordan. Brother Lusk from Montgomery, Alabama. Brother Ted Lusk, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Peace and blessings. Baba Oshie, and it's a pleasure to meet you, Brother Jordan, and listen to your presentation. The question that I have is, you know, we're in this society where it's there are what's called genetically modified organisms. Could you talk about that, especially in relationship to Genesis chapter 1, verse 28 and 29? It appears as though now we're getting more fruits that are seedless, right? And so if you would, just take a moment and mention that and talk about that for them.
Yes, sir. Yes, they are manipulating the medicine foods of God. They've hybridized the fruits to where a lot of them is hard in this country. Again, not in the motherland where they grow their own food. But here, that is a major issue. Now, genetically modified, the ones that we absolutely want to stay away from is the ones that they create in a laboratory to withstand unlimited spraying of that cancer-causing herbicide, glyphosate. That's what my Monsanto, which is now Bayer, that's what they did. Where they made fruit to where then, of course, Bill Snakes, the A-peel to where the food doesn't rot like real fruit and vegetables is supposed to rot. So we absolutely want to stay away from that. However, brother, here in Babylon, we have brothers and sisters that are in such that they have no choice but to consume conventionally grown, you know, fruits and vegetables, many that have no seeds. And so what I tell them is that as long as it comes from the ground and it is grown from the earth, we must do the best we can because it's about the intentions of the heart. And I do believe that God honors intention. So there's somebody and they want to do better for themselves and they refuse to eat the foods of the enemy. But at this time, that is the choice that they've been left with, then they still need to do that, and the healing still will go forth. But yes, should we strive towards Genesis 1:29, the Garden of Eden, which is been archaeologically proven that the Garden of Eden was right there in Kenya. And yes, we should strive for that, but it is very difficult here in America. In the motherland is not. Again, they don't have any excuses, but it's a lusting that they have for what we have over here. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's my job, brothers and sisters, to use my voice to go over there and tell them that the last thing you want to do is be living in an environment where it's easier to find a gun than it is to find an apple with seeds in it.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Very good. And just one other quick question, because I'm trying to do plant-based dieting myself, right? And so is there a time where people will come to a point in their lives that they will take responsibility in their own health? They don't have to go through the sickness or illness, something that maybe they can take on right now. Is that worth mentioning or trying to ask people to try to be more cognizant on and take responsibility for their own health?
Well, that's what my ministry does, but you know, food addiction is strong. You know, so it's a hard mountain to climb. Once you get addicted to things that are as pleasurable as food, it's difficult. You know, this has historically been an issue for people all throughout history. Food is one of the most pleasurable things in life. You know, my father, he really chose, you know, food over continuing to live with his family. It's a monster, you know. So awareness, with proper awareness, yes, we would have more people changing, and that's why they have to suppress and censor. But it is a difficult hill to climb. Like I said, we have brothers and sisters in the motherland, and they got a whole acres of land with plenty of fruits and vegetables with the seed in it, and they still going into the city so they can go to the KFC and get some fried chicken so they can feel like they living like an American.
Brother Jordan, thank you so very much for answering my questions. And Bob, Oshie, thank you so very much for picking my call. Hope to listen more.
Right on, Brother Lust. Thank you so much, dear brother. Peace.
Peace, brothers. Peace.
678. Okay, 678-722. Good afternoon. 678. Okay, I mean, just want to listen. And you can do that. You can call 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832 if you just want to listen. But if you want to have a question, comment, or concern with Brother Nathaniel Jordan, the Minister of Wellness, please give us a call. Okay? 804-804-625. Good afternoon, 804. Okay. They also just want to listen. No problem. You know, also to family, for those who are listening, you can tell others if you don't want to dial in to listen, you can go online to timeforanawakening.com. Timeforanawakening.com. Right side of the page, you'll see the link for the program, and it's no commercial interruptions. So, yep. So now, Brother Minister of Wellness, you know, I tell you, we have a myriad of problems here that I don't think can be corrected. But by the same token, that we can correct them for the society, but we can correct them individually. We can correct ourselves, and that's what needs to be done as well, that we have these health problems that if we change our diet and change our behavior and change our minds, you know, that we may not have to die young or die within our 60s and, you know, 70s, and that we can live a longer life, you know. Jasper, Georgia, good afternoon. Jasper, Georgia, good afternoon. Okay, hey. There's a lot of people on the queue here, but some of them just want to listen, and that's good. So what I'm saying is, now you promote this idea of wellness, and for some of us, they don't feel that they can accomplish that because of cost and so forth, and they continue.
Yep.
And just like you said, the food is highly addictive, especially, you know, the sugars, you know, and the fried food, they're highly addictive. And unfortunately, they lead to some very serious health issues. And possibly death. I know people who are in hospice at dying because of cancer, because of, the kidneys are shutting down and so forth. And we talked earlier in the first hour of the program that some of these things can be changed. You feel you're at death's door, but if you change, if you're serious about wanting to live, you can change that behavior and change your diet, and you can be on the road to doing such. Am I correct?
Absolutely. With God, nothing is impossible.
All right.
You know, with man, it is. With, you know, with we don't have the capabilities, but how dare we question the creator of the universe? Mm-hmm. And it's just sad to see us as African people questioning God. We've never done this in the history of the world. We always had this understanding. You know, and of course, we would, you know, go all the way to where, you know, we worship nature itself because we understood the brilliance and the necessity of being connected with nature. And so how can a God that can create a star, there's trillions of stars in the sky, and one star is 1,000 times bigger than the earth.
Yeah.
So how can a creator create a trillion of those, but then he can't get rid of your cancer? It's blasphemy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we just have a lack of faith. You know, as the African Messiah, Jesus Christ said, he said, if you would just simply have the faith of a mustard seed, it could move mountains. And we just don't have that faith. And we simply do the best that we can. It's about the intentions of the heart. This hopelessness mindset, I tell people, that's a demonic spirit. You should never live in hopelessness.
Mm-hmm.
Because to live in hopelessness, I mean, to live in hopelessness, you're denying the ability of God to protect his people when they cry out to him. And I just refuse to accept that. So I don't care what Bill Gates is doing. I don't care what these white supremacists and Zionists are trying to do to destroy our people. There is a way that God will cover us with his wings of protection. I don't care if they release smallpox, because the next pandemic is coming. A next pandemic is coming. But the pandemic solution for African people is written in Psalms 91. Trust in me, follow my ways, and I'll protect you from the terror by night. So I present the problem, but then I am a firm believer. I don't care if you trapped in the projects in Detroit. You eat the best fruit. I don't care if you have to get your apples and bananas from the gas station. You eat those apples and bananas, and God will bless your efforts until you're able to do better. And so there was a brother who came on the Wilma Leon show when I was on this past Saturday, and he was trying to question my statement that all diseases can be reversed. And of course, I asked him to come on the live stream again, the Minister of Wellness YouTube channel. You go there, I'm live morning and evening, especially this month. And I said, come on my live stream and let's talk about it. And of course he didn't, because I have a whole playlist of brothers and sisters telling me that I have helped them heal their bodies from all sorts of diseases.
I say.
Whether it was being bedridden with rheumatoid, stage 4 kidney failure, coming off dialysis, full-blown diabetes, even cancer. It's right there. And then it's just astounding to me, because to see African people questioning, because what am I really teaching? I'm not teaching anything that Dr. Layla Africa and Dr. Sibi, they're great African health. Well, I'm just continuing the work that they were doing 40, 50 years ago.
I say.
How is it 2024 and an African person would still be questioning the ability of disease to be reversed naturally, when that's what Dr. Sibi became famous for, what, 30, 40, 50 years ago, when the New York Supreme Court was going to throw him in prison for claiming he could cure AIDS, and he proved that he could cure it. Mm-hmm. He brought in a whole bunch of clients saying, yes, proven with documentation, and not just the AIDS, but also advanced cancer. And, of course, Dr. Sibi spent the rest of his life working with famous people who were too much of cowards and coons to come out in public and tell the people that they were working with him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they're not allowed to use that platform. So shame on Magic Johnson.
who knew who Dr. Sabe was, worked with Dr. Sabe, and knew who he was and benefited from him, but you would never talk about him publicly, but then you'll sit there and you'll promote that shot for these devils. Mm.
That's the thing, that vaccine. You know, what was your perception of this coronavirus and how it came out?
It's weaponized to promote fear, to get people to worship vaccines. Mm-hmm. Because vaccines is a false god. It's a religion. They want people to believe that God is ineffective at sustaining life. And the only way that life can be sustained is through a needle. Mm-hmm. And they use scare tactics. It's all about spiritual warfare. And so the COVID should have woke us up that we too fat and sick. If you were scared or affected by coronavirus, that was a wake-up call. You need to eat the medicine foods of God. A strong immune system eradicates pandemics. They want to act as if only a vaccine created by them in a laboratory, some wicked white devil in a lab. They want us to believe that they have a solution for our immune system, that the creator of an oak tree that can grow as high as a mountain doesn't have. Now, me as an African, that wars with my spirit, brother. I can't accept that.
Right on.
I just can't accept it. So I have a book, and I mentioned earlier I have a day-by-day, meaning it can end at any moment. I'm actually running a half-off sale on everything on my store. I'm the author of four books. I just wrote my recent book, which I am getting printed in Africa, is exposing the satanic religion of vaccines, the false god of Western medicine. That is a book that I just written. It's my most important book. Right now it's half off. It's also in ebook form. The ebook is half off. The Minister of Wellness.com. I encourage everyone, if nothing else, to purchase that book. And by the way, supporting the sale and the online store, because as you know, Brother O'Shea, it ain't cheap, brothers and sisters, just because to get to the motherland. The crusades we're putting together, their poverty is very deep over there. Yes. So please, if all you do is go to my store and use the promo code to buy the book or buy something, that helps support the ministry, because I have to get there. Then when I'm there, most of what I'm doing is for free. We have orphanages that are depending on us to send funds, because they get no government assistance at all.
Right.
So that's a big way to support is the online store, and it's half off everything. Buy one, get one free. Well,
I plan on supporting you. I've supported, many people and things in my time on this program. And even before then, I'm always trying to give to things that I know that will help African people. I don't give things to that will help individuals. It is about or a person who starts, I give to things that a person is doing or organization that's doing to help African people. And that's what you're doing. And so I plan to donate to your cause, and now I will be pushing and promoting your cause every program, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from this platform.
Thank you, my brother. And I'll send you the flyers that I have for the Crusades. Yeah. We're talking about thousands of people. I am responsible for feeding, and all of this stuff costs thousands of dollars. True. So again, I tell people, do not allow me to die a stressed out, broke African revolutionary.
Right on.
Because that's wrong for us to do. Unfortunately, that's a bad stereotype that, when you're a revolutionary for African people, you're going to die stressed out and broke.
Yeah. No.
So we do have an official donate page. Mm-hmm.
at theministerofwellness.com. If you don't want the books or the herbs or anything, you just want to give an offering to support the Minister of Wellness Ministries. And we do have a small staff that helps me out that I'm responsible for, including when you call 888-847-8026, my secretary is Mama Jones. She's 75 years old, and I helped her through a 40-day fruit fast that took her from being bedridden to now being active enough to where she's my secretary.
Shay.
At theministerofwellness.com, I have a donate page. We have Cash App, PayPal, credit card, money order. So all the ways, if you want to just send something, say, Minister, this is to support the missionary work of Africa. Minister, this is for the African orphanages. A minister, say thank you. It is greatly appreciated and needed.
Right on. That's what I'm planning to do, and I hope others who are listening will do the same. You know, we have to trust one another, believe in one another. And when you see someone who is doing the work that you are doing, that deserves to be supported. You know, and for me, that's what I've seen with various other things that I've supported over time. They're doing the work. You know, they're sincere in their efforts. They ain't trying to, you know, scam no damn body. They're trying to help our people. And I feel that. And so they definitely deserve to be supported, you know. And so please, family, open your hearts, open your minds, and more importantly, open your pocketbook, you know, and make a contribution to sustain these particular programs that are helping our people. The problem in Africa, you know, I've been there a number of times, is that the influence that, just as you said earlier, of Western society on them, and to make them think that who they are and their beliefs and their customs and their traditions, you know, they're antiquated, they're obsolete. You know, you must adopt these things that the European promotes, you know. And to me, what they promote is death and destruction for African people. You know, it's just like I was watching this particular piece on Bill Gates, who was talking about vaccines, as you mentioned earlier. And so what he said was surprising to me, and I had to play it a number of times to listen, because he said we have develop vaccines that will help eliminate. And I thought vaccines were for people to get well and to develop immunity and to fight off things. And he's saying we develop vaccines, you know, to eliminate a number of people. You know, I mean, a lot of times, sometimes these crackers, they just either misspeak or have so-called Freudian slip, just like George Bush did when he talked about Israel and the bombing of Gaza. Because he used, instead of Israel, he used the rock. Or instead of Gaza, he used the rock, you know. And if anybody knows, that's what they did 20-some years ago when they lied about Iraq having weapons of mass destruction, justifying the bombing of Iraq. You know, we, a lot of times, you know, we just don't understand the depths of evil that these people, you know, and of course, the fear within us, we go along with it. So like so many of the politicians who support Israel unconditionally, and not understanding who these people are. They're not even, they're not the people of the book. They're not the people of that land. These are some Europeans. These are the Ashkenazi. These are the Khazars. These are some bunch of liars and evil people. So, you know, that's the thing about it, is that we don't do the research and listen to our scholars and our historians to give us the guidance. You know, we listen to politicians and ministers, you know, and how convenient it is for some of the people who are in Christianity to believe that by supporting Israel, and this is the thinking, and you correct me if I'm wrong, by supporting Israel, you know, these people believe that by supporting Israel, that the second coming of Jesus is going to happen. You know, that the trials and tribulations, the tribulations are going to happen, and then these people will be raptured. You know, so
deep level brainwash. You know, as anybody who knows my story, I was raised by a hellfire, brimstone, evangelical, Republican voting, ultra conservative pastor.
Okay.
The late great pastor Eddie Jordan Jr. May he rest in peace.
I say.
That's my background.
Mm-hmm.
And I was following, you know, in his direction. So I completely understand. I grew up listening to Jimmy Swaggart and
Jimmy Swaggart.
John Hagee. yeah, he was huge back in the day.
Yeah, he was back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Late 70s, late 70s, 80s, he was huge.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Swaggart and all of them, all of them crackers, prick pumping that white Jesus nonsense. So, yeah, you're right, Dave. So we used to do it. My father used to have us pray for Israel. Growing up, you know, praying for Israel. And so, yeah, that level of brainwashing is deep. But Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, I say to him, and may he rest in peace. He was trying to tell us the truth.
That's right.
You know, he was trying to tell us the truth. He was saying that way back in the early 90s that the Jews and the Israelites of the Bible and African people.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was saying that 30 years ago, but we're scared here. We're too integrated. We're scared.
Yeah.
Black people, African people here are afraid. The African churches here are a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are cowards. They're controlled, like you say. Either they're praying for a fake version of Israel, or if they're on the Democratic side, everybody knows that if you go into a black church on Sunday with more than 100 members, you're going to see a flaming homosexual in there.
Mm.
It's just something that's been accepted now.
Yeah.
We see all this mess coming out with TD Jakes. My whole thing is everybody know, even Cat Williams was talking, as disgusting of a mouth as he has, even he was saying that he would stay away from Diddy parties because it's just too much going on. Mm-hmm. So why would a lead bishop be caught at that man's party? Everybody know what Dick does.
So that association brings on what? Assimilation. So you associate that?
They have no appearances of evil. So, you know, again, you know, this was the man that, I mean, so the black church is here a joke. That's why the minister of wellness, that's why I don't, even though many of them know me, because I know, because I've spoken to them. I've spoken to mega church pastors with private jets who are buying my books, Brother O'Shea, reading them, healing, and spreading them out to their family and friends, but they won't have me in their pulpit. They can't have me in the pulpit. They just follow me, and I hear some of them. They'll take my sermons, and they'll just change it over to the way they see fit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what's happening here. I've been invited to speak at very large churches, and then they would come and tell them, no, he teaches black theology. You know, so they're scared here. In Africa, in the motherland, it's much different because everything's black. And so they weren't afraid of that. Actually, they welcomed it. They loved it.
Okay.
When I stood up in the Sunday morning Christian church in the motherland and I told them that the most beautiful of all of God's creation is the African woman, oh, they loved it.
Yeah.
They absolutely have a brown skin American come over there It's like they're ready for it. They're hungry because they're not looking over their shoulder, because I hardly seen a cracker there. Mm-hmm. Even when I was in the big city in Nairobi, I barely seen whites. They were such a tiny minority.
Right.
And so they didn't have that fear like we do here, that there's a white man looking over. I remember when I preached at one church in Springfield, Illinois. I mean, that bishop was so scared, Brother O'Shea, that I was going to slip up and say white devil and white. I was like, Bishop, I'm not going. I mean, he was so afraid. You know, that's all he is talking. No, white. Okay, now don't, minister, please. We do have white people that'll be there. But in Africa, I didn't have to worry about that. As a matter of fact, one time I was missing, I didn't get my suit dry cleaned on time. And all the businesses over there are black, by the way. So if you want to support African businesses, then Africa, everything's African owned.
That's right.
So the sister didn't get my suit dry cleaned on time. And so I had to put on another outfit, and it looked it more like traditional African garment. And when the bishop saw me, he was like, "Oh, you dressed in you look more like the African clothes." I mean, he was just so happy. If I would have, but here in these Conan buffooning black churches in America, they would have been afraid. He's a Hebrew, black Hebrew Israelite, or what? They would have been, you show up with anything than in a suit and a tie. Mm-hmm. But over there, it's different, too, because they're closer still to their heritage. They were colonized, but they weren't stripped thousands of miles away and then had they people constantly integrated, raped, and so forth. Because, brother, when I was there, it was amazing because I was, and Ayo would laugh at me when I would tell him, like, brother, I feel like a white man. Our people are so dark here. Like, I'm the light-skinned person. It's like I'm the mulatto compared to how dark they are, especially when you go outside of the city.
Yeah.
You know, and I would tell them how beautiful they are, and they loved it.
Yes.
Like, they absolutely loved it. And of course, I could go hard on homosexuality in the churches there. When I was preaching one time to a group of Kenyan youth from 17 to 25, and they almost thought I wasn't telling the truth when I told them about transgenderism in America.
Mm-hmm.
To them, it was a foreign concept. You telling me that an African father, Dwayne Wade, you telling me that he would chop the penis off of his son and advocate him as a daughter? Mm-hmm. Like, to them, that was an abomination. I warned a group of the pastors there. I said, you will have homosexual marriage in Kenya, and you'll have African pastors advocating for homosexuality in Kenya if you don't listen to me. And they're like, oh, no, that will never happen. And I told them that's already here
happening.
in the African church in America.
Yes, it is.
Absolute joke of it has been completely dead. So the reason why, brother, I get so excited about the motherland, because listen, they're in a transition right now. They are in a war that we have already lost, and we can help them. They have decimated us. They have dropped a bomb on us to where we don't know how to wear our youth don't know how to wear clothes. Half of our men are going to prison. We got pedophilia running rampant in our communities. Our churches are completely effeminized and cooned out. We had this war on drugs that destroyed us, the welfare system. Mm-hmm. You know, we looked before 1965, how we looked before that era.
We
were still integrated and strong. That's how they still are. But a rapid change is happening, and God has called me to do my best to stop that from happening.
I said.
To stop that change from taking effect, because what they really are afraid of, as you stated, the Zionists, or as Brother Ayo called them, the small hats. What they're afraid of is the rise of the real children of the Most High, and that is right there in Africa.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And we can, and they know that we cannot rise as a people if we, if they, through witchcraft and sorcery, cause us to desecrate our own morals. And you start by breaking by and to destroy the fabric of any society. Mm-hmm. You start with destroying the black, the African man, African woman. Right. In marriage with the African children. That's right. Where you start.
The family. That's right. Let me see. 404-446. Good afternoon, 404. 404-446. Okay. Another one to listen. All right. Yeah, we only have about 10 minutes left, Brother Minister, and it's been great. I look forward to the next time. I would love to have you on again before you make that trip, you know, to the motherland and talk about that and other things that are happening. You know, we have to do this. We have to communicate. We have to send this message out constantly, constantly, constantly. It's not something that, 'cause our people, man, our people are in desperate need, and some may argue that our people here, you know, it's a waste, but our people there, and in other parts of diaspora, need this message. You know, they need the message of wellness, and not just the physical wellness, but the mental, and the spiritual wellness. You know, and so I look forward to talking with you, communicating with you, working with you, and to make that happen. You know, there's nothing that I love more than African people, and to see African people, you know, come into their own and to control their own, control their land, control their resources. You know, to control their image, to control their spirituality. You know, I hope that is my hope, you know, before I expire, that I see that's happening for African people, that I know there is a future for us. You know, but sometimes it doesn't look too good at all, just as you mentioned earlier about all the destruction that some of us are doing to ourselves. And how we behave and how we look, you know, and the fact that we're, you know, eating junk food, you know, and doing all these destructive things to ourselves. And so I don't know. I pray that there's some sanity comes into our hearts and minds, and that we look at each other and to each other to correct the situation. And we look to leadership like yourself and others who are, you know, not the ones that are telling us to kowtow and to just go along to get along and take this shot and to eat this food. And so, no, I'm talking about independent, self-determining, liberated, and sovereign leadership. Somebody who's talking about us once again taking control of our very lives. That's what I'm talking about. You know, that's what I promote. But you know, in order for that to happen, you know, we got to kick to the curb all that other bullshit. You know, and it's constantly at us because we're bombarded 24/7, 365. But all kind of images and notions of our inability, inferiority, and so forth. And a lot of us fall prey to it. So, yeah. So we only got a few more minutes, brother. What do you want to leave us with, Brother Minister? I'm talking with the Minister of Wellness, Brother Nathaniel Jordan.
Well, it was an honor to be on your show, and I just encourage everyone, you know, to keep fighting the good fight, to get on the Lord's side, and let's dedicate, let's soar in 24 I encourage everyone to join me with finishing this month of fruit fasting, dedicating our temples to our Creator, getting our temples clean for the warfare that is coming, especially before they release another pandemic. So join us, and we offer, there's so much encouragement that I offer, and we just want to keep fighting. Our labor will not be in vain. So that's the Minister of Wellness on YouTube. If you go to theministerofwellness.com, theministerofwellness.com, make sure you register your email, get on my email list. You get a free ebook too when you're on the email list. You get my free book, Biblical Principles to Eradicate Obesity and All Disease. And we have a blowout sale going that's ending soon. Everything, CMOS, immune support, detox, my vaccine book I mentioned, Lose 100 Pounds. Everything is on. There's too many products to name. Go to theministerofwellness.com, SOAR24. SOAR24 is the promo code. Gets you half off on everything. I appreciate your support. And also have an official donate page if you want to donate. I'm going out there to the motherland. We're talking about thousands of people, brothers and sisters, that I will be speaking to throughout East Africa. And I'm going to call this person that reached out to me from Mongolia. But we have a strong pipeline all throughout the motherland. And so if you want to support the Minister of Wellness Ministries, you can make a direct donation through theministerofwellness.com. Click donate at the top, theministerofwellness.com. And our phone number is 888-847-8026. You can call or text 888-847-8026.
I say. I'm looking at I've been looking at the website for the last couple of days and so forth, and it's great for all that you're doing, and I will be, you know, making sure that I put my information in, and once again promote you from this platform, and then have you on periodically when time permits, because I know you're doing a lot of things. But I will maintain that contact with you, you and Brother Ayo, so because I know he's going to be on Friday, February 3rd, where we're going to be discussing his book, The Jews Are the Problem, because they showing the hell is the problem, you know.
Excellent book. I read it in like 2 days.
Yeah, and so we're going to be dealing with that. And to me, it is at this juncture of our situation, of our sojourn, that we have to be courageous enough to speak truth. We have to be courageous to ourselves. I ain't talking about speak truth no damn power. I don't like that term, because you're talking about trying to talk to Caucasians, you know. But we have to speak truth to one another, and we have to work and believe and trust and respect one another, you know. So that's what time it is, and what you're doing in. Like I said, you come in the name of Dr. Sabi and Dr. Layla Africa. You come in the name of all those great healers and men and women who provided those things. And so we appreciate you, man. We really do, Baba. So, all right. I appreciate that, man. So we end this program, like we end all of our programs, with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. But not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they sure in the hell, damn it, don't want to pay for. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day. Shem Hotep, that means go in peace. Asante Sana means thank you. Abibi Fahodie, Abibi Fahodie means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. Have a great day. Hope to see you on Friday. Peace, family.